This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said that guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. In Chhattisgarh, an additional superintendent of police was martyred in an IED blast triggered by Maoists. The incident took place in Sukma district this morning when a team of police personnel was on patrolling in view of a bandh called tomorrow by Naxalites. A pressure improvised explosive device planted by Naxalites exploded near Dondra village on Konta Erabor Road. ASP Konta Akash Rao Giripunje was killed and some other police personnel were injured in the incident. Union Minister JP Nadda is addressing a press conference on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government. We now take you live to the minister's address.
Order ko sthapit kiya hai aur yeh sarkar ek asardar sarkar hai, effective government. Yeh sarkar damdar sarkar hai aur yeh sarkar majboot faisle lene wali sarkar hai. आर्थिक अनुशासन लाने वाली सरकार है. पिछले 11 वर्षों में जो आर्थिक अनुशासन लाया गया, उसके लिए जो बोल्ड डिसीशंस लिए गए और उस समय जनता को साथ लेकर के किए गए, ये सारी बखूबियां हमको समझने की आवश्यकता है.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the mercury continued to soar across the Jammu region, with Samba recording a high of 43.9 degrees and Jammu city recording 42.7 degrees Celsius. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the region has been reeling under an extreme heat wave for the past 3 days, with temperatures consistently rising above the 40 degree Celsius mark. IMD has predicted severe heat wave conditions in Jammu region during the next 5 days, with slight disturbance in the weather this evening. Israeli military forces intercepted a Gaza-bound aid vessel carrying climate activist Greta Thunberg and other prominent international activists today, detaining the passengers and towing the ship to Israel. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition had organized the mission to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza, where the population of 2.1 million people faces severe shortages after months of conflict and blockade. Among the detained activists were Thunberg, Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham, and Rima Hassan, a French member of the European Parliament. Over 1,000 protesters clashed and faced off with National Guard troops in downtown Los Angeles during the latest demonstrations against immigration raids that swept across California. The National Guard soldiers, along with agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, repeatedly fired tear gas and smoke grenades to disperse the crowd. Some protesters and journalists were injured during the confrontation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has directed the Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Defense to take all necessary action to restore order. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty surged in early trade today, tracking a rally in global markets and upbeat investors' sentiment following the Reserve Bank's rate cut. The BSE Sensex jumped over 480 points to 82,669, while Nifty 50 surged over 157 points to over 25,160 when reports last came in. Portugal has become the first team to win the UEFA Nations League twice after a dramatic 5-3 penalty shootout triumph over Spain in a pulsating final at the Munich Football Arena. And with that, we end this news bulletin.